Welcome to the August 1st edition of your Daily Nerd Brief brought to you by Zia Comics. We've got quite a bit to cover today. As always, I'm going to try to keep it short so you can listen to it all before work. Let's start with movies. Let's start with TV shows. There will be a animated film from Warner Brothers covering the DC Super Pets. That's right. All the you might even know about them. A lot of the pets from the superheroes have powers also, and they're going to be getting their own show. You got Crypto, the super dog, Streaky, the super cat. You got Beppo, the monkey, Comet, the horse, Ace, the bat hound. I mean, there's a plethora of pets that they could use. This should be, I'm looking forward to it, but kids especially should love it. So keep looking out for Warner Brothers for DC Super Pets. Okay, another thing, TV show-wise, Star Trek Discovery Season 2 made a big announcement, I guess during SDCC, San Diego Comic-Con, for those who don't know. Season 2, they're going to get a number one, a very famous number one. Rebecca Romijn is going to be there. You probably know her from the earlier X-Men films as Mystique. She's going to be the executive officer to the captain in Season 2. Looking forward to that one. HBO is developing a TV series for the Time Traveler's Wife. Yeah, it's the same Time Traveler's Wife that was a book that was adapted into a movie, I believe, with Eric Bana. That's going to be a TV series now on HBO. Another reason to have HBO subscription. So that in when Game of Thrones comes back. excuse me about that. They're also going to, Netflix is kicking out another comic book related show. If you're familiar with Sabrina the Teenage Witch, from Archie Comics, she had her own TV series there for a while too. They're going to make a more adult one, focused on the adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, who is, you know, like I said, from Archie Comics, tied into the Archie universe. She's from Greendale, which is right next door to Riverdale. The characters all know each other. Maybe if it's popular, we'll see a crossover. I don't know. With Riverdale. Anyway, Adventures of Sabrina comes October 26th to Netflix. So you don't want to miss that. Let's kick over to movies. I think they announced The Incredibles 2 made over $1 billion. That's a B, billion at the global box office. So the movie, while I don't think it was as good as the first one, it still was good in its own right. $1 billion is hard to argue with. So yeah, Incredibles 2, paving the way for other animated stuff, hopefully. Another animated, Constantine, City of Demons. It's an, like I said, animated, but it will be voiced by Matt Ryan, who was... He was Constantine in the series. Also, you've seen him in the time when. Anyway, he's the voice of Constantine in City of Demons coming out October 9th. You want to check that one out. Another movie is going to be Fantasy Island. You heard me right, Fantasy Island. They're making a movie. Blumhouse Productions. We'll be producing a Fantasy Island movie that's going to focus mostly on the supernatural aspects of the island. No word yet on casting. I'd love to see who they're going to get to play Mr. Rourke. I'd love to see if they're going to have somebody play Tattoo. Maybe Peter Dinklage. He's one of the bigger names you can think of. I would love to see him as Tattoo. It would be give a good comedic twist to the character. So look for that in the future, Fantasy Island, the movie. We also have some more news on Terminator 6. I reported earlier, Arnold Schwarzenegger already said, yeah, he's filming that down in Mexico. There's a release date now, November 22nd, 2019. Linda Hamilton will be in there also reprising her role as Sarah Connor. But they're going to use this movie to kind of pass the torch off. You got two new strong female leads with Natalia Reyes and Mackenzie Davis. So, you know, maybe those two are going to be taking over the Sarah Connor role. Kind of looking forward to it. This one was supposed to be a direct sequel to the first two. Terminator movies, kind of ignoring all the rest of them. So this would basically, even though it's Terminator 6, it's really kind of Terminator 3 in the timeline or canon, however you want to look at it. Don't know. Looking forward to it. Arnold's coming back. Scott Derrickson kind of let the cat out of the bag. Doc Strange 2. They're going to be making a Doctor Strange 2 movie. I mean, I think everybody kind of expected that. Marvel was kind of tight-lipped. They didn't really let the cat out of the bag until just recently. Scott Derrickson posted something on his Instagram. And you're going to see Stephen Strange again. Let's see what else we have for movies. I guess it's kind of from the movies. Let's move on. Well, actually, we can talk about what everybody's been talking about, James Gunn. By now, you know, he made some what people considered insensitive tweets many, many years ago, jokingly, not, you know, I don't know how anybody could have read them and taken them to be his actual beliefs, but he got fired over that. I guess Iger was not around when he got fired. Everybody's coming to his defense, and I think most of the actors from Guardians of the Galaxy had basically stood behind Gunn. They're not wanting to do another Guardians of the Galaxy without him. He supposedly already has the script written. From all accounts that I've read, he's a really nice guy. He does all kinds of good things. We'll see. We'll see if Disney backtracks and reinstates him. It'd be kind of interesting. He has made a couple blockbusters for them. Let's see if they stick to their guns or they bring him back. I'll let you know more as we know. Let's move on to comic books, which is why most people are here anyway. Yeah, I agree, Fairy's Blood. Those tweets were a long time ago, and they also weren't really serious tweets. Much different than everybody's been trying to compare it to the Roseanne Barr deal, but not really the same. Apples, oranges. I'm not exactly sure I would have fired Roseanne either myself, but you know, that's their right, just like it's Disney's right to fire Gunn. But like I said, we will see if they backtrack and hire him back. Otherwise, they probably won't have, they'll have to get a whole new cast for Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay, like I said, we're moving on to comic books. Infinity Wars Prime number one recently came out. There was a secret character in there, Requiem. This character has what they're describing as Infinity Armor. It was supposedly forged by one of the Nibidelir, about one of those Swedish sounding names that I can't pronounce, the dwarfs, the ones who made Thor's hammer and the gauntlet. They forged this Infinity Armor. This character is, you know, been wearing that Infinity Armor and going around trying to collect all the stones. Nobody knows who the character is. Oh, I take that back. They did not know before now who that character was. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Read Infinity Wars Prime number one. They reveal the character Requiem, who it is. Kind of surprised, kind of not surprised who it was. What's surprising is two very prominent characters bite the dust in this one. You're going to see two characters that you would never imagine be killed. They get killed in Infinity Wars Prime number one. Good read. Pick it up. You're gonna really be thrown for. Well, I was thrown for a loop. You might not be. Maybe you saw it coming. Anyway, they reveal Requiem, and there's two major deaths. Another comic book deal coming up is Batman Beyond. They are introducing a new character. I told you guys earlier about Batman Beyond being Terry McGinnis. You know, it's set in the future. Bruce Wayne has got a bad heart. He can't do the Batman thing anymore. So he's this Terry McGinnis is kind of taking over. Terry McGinnis has a brother, Matt McGinnis, who becomes, under Bruce's tutelage, he becomes the new Robin, Robin Beyond, I guess you'd call it. Got a cool new suit, you know, lots of defense and offensive stuff built into it. But what's really, really surprising is in this newest one, he realized that Batman Beyond is going to need help fighting these big, bad supervillains coming up like Scarecrow, and the Joker supposedly is coming around soon in Batman Beyond. So that's why Bruce agrees to teach him to be Robin. But he also, Robin was going to grab the bat cycle and go help his brother. And Bruce said, hey, no, wait a second. He threw in a set of keys, and the keys were to the Batwing. Robin has wings, so Robin can fly now. Batwing, big upgrade over the bat cycle, or Robin cycle, I guess depends who's driving it. So, yeah, Batman Beyond is starting to get really interesting, bringing in new heroes and villains. If you haven't been reading Batman Beyond, pick it up. Yeah, Fairy's Blood. Matt McGinnis, Terry's brother, is picking up the mantle of Robin Beyond, I guess you would call it. And, yeah, that looks like the last thing I have for you today. So now you have all the information you need to go and impress your nerdy friends at work. Like always, please subscribe to this YouTube. Subscribe to us on iTunes. If you don't want to see my pretty face every morning, you can just hear my beautiful voice on iTunes. Download our podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. You can like us on Facebook at Talk Nerdy to Me or at Zia Comics. And as always, I will see you tomorrow with more nerdy news. Thank you.